A strategy to encourage more national broadband network customers to sign up to faster speeds appears to be working. More than a million people have shifted to higher speed plans since late last year. It's a result of the NBN Co's decision to slash wholesale prices, and analysts say it proves Australians do want fast broadband, but at the right price. Lexi Metherill reports.
Finally, some good news for the National Broadband Network.
This is a huge milestone for NBN and really pleasing to see.
The latest figures from the company building the NBN show users are upgrading the speed of their connections in droves. Philippa Perry is NBN Co's principal spokeswoman.
This is a direct result of the Focus on 50 promotion that we introduced at the end of last year. So we discounted wholesale prices for our customers who are the telcos, and we also increased bandwidth by about 50%. And we've seen the number of people that have moved up to faster speed tiers more than double, and it's now sitting at about a million homes and businesses across Australia.
A million homes and businesses is equivalent to 37% of NBN customers. Paul Buddha is an independent telecommunications analyst.
What it proves is that what the government and NBN Co has been saying in the past, that Australians didn't want or didn't need high-speed broadband, that is absolutely not true, because we clearly see that if the price is right, then Australian people really like to take up that higher speed.
NBN Co's decision to slash the price of higher speed plans was designed to address criticism about slow broadband. Internet service providers had been complaining they couldn't offer reasonably priced fast plans because the NBN Co's wholesale prices were too high. Paul Buddha.
It's a no-brainer. If you get it for no extra cost, then people will go for the higher speed, they will use the higher speed.
The NBN is now more than half built with 3.7 million connections. The latest progress report shows improvements in equipment being installed correctly the first time and connections happening within agreed timeframes. It says congestion on the network at peak times is also getting much better. But the chairman of the Internet Users Peak Body, Internet Australia, Dr. Paul Brooks, says there's still not enough incentive for some to switch to the NBN.
The older technology plans, for the same price, get you the same or higher speeds on the older technology than you get on the NBN. So that transfer, even with the new Focus on 50, that transfer to the NBN may not get you a lot more than you would have if you'd just connected to the older cable plans.
The discounted wholesale plans is a drag on NBN Co's bottom line. But Philippa Perry says the company believes it will pay off.
Look, it's an investment in customer experience, which will no doubt help support revenue growth in the long term. We're seeing some really important improvements in customer experience, even just after 3 or 4 months of that promotion being in operation. So it's good to see.
NBN Co spokeswoman Philippa Perry ending Lexi Metherill's report.